Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome aboard, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Bob Getty, Kelly Center, Andrew Abbey. We're all in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. We got a full show. Men's basketball wins the opening round in the Sunbelt Tournament last night. Head coach Jay Ladner will be joining us here a little later in the program. Chuck Abbey is going to join us, longtime sports editor of the Hattiesburg American, to talk about the history of Southern Miss and Mississippi State baseball. Opening segment sponsored, of course, by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Great place to cater your next event.
Hey, Bob, could we ask Chuck about the last time the Hattiesburg American covered Southern Miss?
We will ask him about that. Okay. Yes, we will. All right, baseball on the road back in Starkville for a rematch against Mississippi State. Travis Creel, baseball coach Travis Creel, joins us right now. And, Coach, I guess after that long road trip out to Dallas and back over the weekend, really not a bad thing to get an extra day's rest before tonight's game. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right on that. Obviously, didn't get back, until Monday or early Monday morning from Fort Worth, and had a really light day on Monday. And then, I think it's good to get the body back going 24 hours before playing again. So, yeah, I think it could be a good thing.
All right, and of course, you just played this team two, 3 weeks ago. So a quick and I think kind of unusual rematch. I'm sure the Mississippi State kids are going to have their backs up against the wall. They're not going to want to lose to Southern Miss twice in 2 weeks. I expect a really tough battle tonight. How about you, Coach?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, they're very talented. And, like you said, we got them the first time. And then they went to Houston this past weekend and lost two really, really games on Saturday and Sunday. So I'm sure they're looking to rebound kind of like we were in Fort Worth. So, hopefully, we come out ready to play, and it'll be a good game.
Travis, I want to ask you about the guy they're starting on the mound tonight, Jacob Pruitt. You guys are actually familiar with them. He pitched at Indiana State last year against you guys. He struck out 11, yep. And he had a really good outing against Troy. What can you kind of tell us about him? And also, is there anything different compared to him now, since obviously he's under a new pitching coach?
Yeah, he's really good. I would be shocked if he's not on their weekend once SEC play starts. I think they kind of saved him for midweeks early on in the season. But, yeah, it's really good. It's 93-96 with a riding arm side fastball, really good slider, really good changeup. To be honest with you, nothing crazy has changed from his time at Indiana State. But, he was a really good pitcher. So, definitely got our work cut out for us. I think probably six guys in our lineup faced him last year. So, hopefully, that pays dividends on our end.
Yeah, I was going to ask, does it help you that you guys are actually familiar with him?
Yeah, I think so. We see the video and we can look back at how he pitches in the Indiana State, and obviously that's a little different with a new pitching coach and a new team. But, some of our guys, a couple guys had hits off of him. We end up winning that game. I think it can certainly help. And then I'll be interested to see what they do. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe he goes – try to get him 4 or 5 innings and just try to piece together the rest of the game, kind of like a standard midweek. But we'll see. We'll see what they do.
Coach Creel, I want to talk a little bit about the art of hitting, because you hear people say, oh, that was a good piece of hitting or so on. When guys at the college level go into slumps or come out of slumps, what technically are they usually doing which causes them to go into slumps? and what changes to help them come out of slumps?
Well, you know, in my opinion, it all starts with the mind. It's easy to go 0-for-4 and maybe you hit four balls hard. But if you're result-oriented and you're worried about stats and batting average, it's easy to fall into slumps because you're worried about the wrong things. Where we really push our guys to, hey, just worry about having good at-bats. You know, they don't care about their batting average, don't care about the stats. We care about winning. And, you know, I think it starts with the mind. And then, obviously, the more mental you get, the body changes and the physical changes as well. So, really, you see guys, you know, that stay out of slumps are usually just the more mentally tough ones. Obviously, there's mechanics, there's physical adjustments that need to be made at times, but a lot of that starts with the mind.
And I want to ask about Russo in just a minute about that, but a follow-up question when you talked about people who are results-oriented. To me, it would be more difficult to recruit players nowadays because of social media. It seems to me that more players are not about the team, but they're about themselves. Look what I did. Look at my numbers.
Sure.
Do you find that to be the case?
I think it maybe slightly, but, you know, I think, and again, this word's overused, but the culture that we have here with our players, with our older players, that we're not going to allow that to happen. You know, if a freshman comes in and he's using I and me a lot, I mean, Carson Fado is going to grab him up and tell him that's not how we do things here. And guys that end up, you know, being that way, they don't stay here very long. So luckily we have that in our locker room. We have that leadership. And, you know, I think just seeing the old guys playing winning ahead of personal statistics really carries weight to the young guys.
Yeah, scratch those guys off the list before they ever get here, you know. But Russo saw the ball really well last weekend. Tell me about what he's doing better.
Yeah, he's just on time. You know, I think it was never a swing issue with him. He's also a super mentally tough kid who you talk about putting team first. He could care less, you know, about his personal stats. He wants to win. So that always helps. But then this weekend, he was just on time for the fastball. He was the past couple weeks, he was taking decent swings, but he was just always a little in between, maybe a little late on the heater, a little early on the off-speed pitch. This weekend, he got his feet in the ground. He was on time for the fastball, and he adjusted to off-speed, and he hit everything that threw at him. It was really fun to see. And I don't know if y'all could tell on Sunday, us or TCU didn't hit a homer in BP. I didn't think it was humanly possible to hit a homer that day. And what does he do? He goes out and hits two. So, yeah, he's seen it really good. And when he's good, you know, in our six hole, that lineup can get pretty long.
I think the phrase you were searching for, Coach, was he doesn't give two craps about his.
That's correct. I refrain from saying it, but that is correct.
Travis, I wanted to ask you, and this might be a tougher question since we're normally having this conversation the day after the midweek, but can you kind of give us a hint of what UNC Wilmington's looking like? They seem like a team that can really pitch the ball.
Yeah, no, you nailed it. I feel like Oz just scheduled all these teams with good pitchers for some reason. Thanks, Oz. But, yeah, their starting numbers are outrageous. I haven't really dove into video. Obviously, with us playing State today, that'll happen more tomorrow. There's three starters who all have incredible stats. They have a couple bullpen pieces with good stats. And hopefully, just from looking at the numbers, once we get deep into the bullpen, maybe we can really, really attack them. But, yeah, other than just the numbers being gaudy, and then obviously them having a great program and a ton of success, you know, they're going to come in here ready to pitch and ready to compete.
That's always a strategy to a degree, isn't it, Travis? You want to get the starter off the mound, get into the bullpen. When you guys were able to do that against TCU, you really made them pay.
Hey, there's no doubt, Bob. I challenged our guys on Thursday. I told them, I think this series is going to come down to how we do against their starting arms, because their back end of the bullpen was really good. The middle relievers, they had the one lefty on Friday night who I knew was going to be a problem. But other than that, I really liked our matchups. And we did a great job, man. We got the Friday guy out pretty early. They had to burn their lefty. Obviously, we lost that game, but they had to burn him for the weekend, and that was huge for us. And then Saturday, I don't know if they had velocities up. Their Saturday guy was 97-99 with a good breaking ball. And we knocked him out after 4 2/3. And then we kind of roughed up the Sunday guy as well. So, yeah, that was the story of the weekend for me, was just having a really good sense of urgency early in the game to string good bats together and getting that bullpen as early as we can. And I truly believe us getting the bullpen early on Friday night, even though we lost that game, helped us win that series.
Right. And, of course, when you played State a couple of weeks ago, it was a 3-0 game. It was really a pitcher's duel. And I know you never know for sure what's going to happen. Would you anticipate that type of game tonight, more pitching than hitting or what?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I hope not. They will. I mean, they're third in the country in strikeouts per nine. They have a really, really good pitching staff. I anticipate, you look at Mississippi State scores down the season, it's going to be a lot of low-scoring games. But as a midweek game, hopefully we get in the bullpen early and get some guys in the game who maybe don't pitch quite as much. It's cold up here, but the wind's blowing out. I'll be interested to see how the field plays.
All right. Well, we're anxiously awaiting the game. 4 o'clock, right? Am I right about that, guys?
Yes, sir.
4 o'clock?
Yes, sir. 4 o'clock.
Hey, always enjoy our visits with you, Travis, every week, and look forward to having you back on the show next Wednesday. Good luck tonight.
All right, guys. All right, appreciate it.
All right, Coach Travis Creel, everybody. As baseball gets ready to take on MSU, Kelly, you've coached a lot. Who has the advantage, the team that won 2 weeks ago or the team that did not, or any team, either team?
Well, the team that won already has one in the quiver, right?
Right.
So they have a little bit more room for error. But look, it's Southern Miss versus Mississippi State.
Anything.
Chinese checkers, too. You want
to
win.
Also, yeah. Like to add, I mean, State has one of the better home environments. USM starting who's been good, Camden Sundstrom, but that's a tough one to walk into as your first start.
And we all know the State kids are going to just play their guts out. They're not going to want to lose to USM twice in 3 weeks.
And it is cold up there, but only because there's no heat, because there's no electricity in Starkville. So
and they're having Mardi Gras with all the cows.
Oh, that's
parades,
right. That's
and stuff
right.
like that. Yeah.
It's Ash Wednesday, actually.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Mardi Gras was yesterday.
All right.
So hangover.
4 o'clock this afternoon. Southern Miss, Mississippi State. Basketball's next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, this segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net, where you get all your Southern Miss apparel. Also want to thank our good buddies at Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, for their support of our program. Check out their Facebook page, and we guarantee you anytime you go to Mo Bay Beignet, it's going to be a delicious treat. It was a treat last night to watch the Golden Eagles pull out a 66-63 win over Coastal Carolina, breaking an 8-game losing streak and winning the opening round of the Sun Belt Basketball Championships in Pensacola, Florida. That's where head coach Jay Ladner is right now, obviously, as they await a 5 p.m. tip against Georgia Southern. And, Coach, first of all, thanks for coming on the show. And I know it's been a frustrating and difficult year. Put into words, what a relief that was for your kids last night to pull that out.
Yeah, that's not an understatement at all, Bob. Just seeing, you know, they felt the weight and the pressure. You know, they've never quit. You see it a lot of times. The very first sign of any type of difficulty or challenge, you know, they'll a lot of times will turn and go the other way. Look, ask some local employers about employing kids these days, you know, they just won't show up for work. I've never had that issue with these guys. And, you know, I'm a firm believer too, that if you'll just keep working hard and doing the right thing every day, that the brakes will kind of start going your way. And You know, we've lost a ton of close games. Expectation at Southern Miss isn't about playing people close, so we have a very high standard in all of our athletic teams about being successful. So we know what the deal is, and I know what the deal is personally, and I know our players know that, and they feel that weight. They see a lot of the negativism, hear it, and, you know, so it's very, very – if I could encapsulate and again have a picture of the way they came in that locker room last night and felt so happy because they've been working so hard and it finally went their way. But we didn't back into it. Actually had a tough couple of bad breaks there. They miss a free throw. We get called for a foul. They miss a when we get to rebound. They miss a jumper. We think we get the rebound, which would have finalized the game. We get called for another foul. So, but just to finalize it, go hit some big free throws. Of course, DeAnthony Gordon hit a big jump shot. We were down 10 with about 10 minutes left in the second half. They never wavered. So I can't tell you as their coach how I can't overstate how proud I am of them.
Coach Leidner, two things are impressive. Number one, that you used the word encapsulate perfectly.
What do they call backhanded compliment? Yeah. Or whatever.
Don't be rude to our guest, Senator. What's wrong with you?
Gosh, I've known him since he was 18 years old. But the other thing that I really especially admired about that effort last night is essentially they did it without Denaje Harris because of foul trouble. Denaje was on the shelf.
In the first half, to add to that, had a situation. DeAnthony Gordon was in foul trouble, and he missed a pretty good bit of the first half with the same deal. And, you know, one of the emphasis of the officials this year was supposed to be, hey, you know, we want to make sure that the best players, we want to keep them out there on the floor if we can. Of course, nobody's expecting them to not call obvious fouls, but fouls that may be 50-50 and, you know, whether it impacted the play or not, I think that's what they're referring to. So even that was you're right, that was even more gratifying that we were able to do it down the stretch without our leading scorer and rebounder, Denaje Harrison, in the first half without DeAnthony Gordon a good bit of the part, because both of those guys are such a big part of our team.
Well, obviously the league didn't seem to think Denaje Harris was one of the top players, as he was left out of the first team All Sun Belt Conference selections. I mean, that had
Andrew,
to be fuel.
Andrew, is there a way to file criminal charges on something like that? I mean, you know, and I get it. I get it that people, you know, our win-loss record, no question, came into play there, but it's not supposed to.
Right.
It's not supposed to. So there are two recent awards that Denaje Harris literally has been robbed from. He is the leading scorer and rebounder in our league. Both, he is in the top five in rebounding in the United States in Division One. He's in the top five, I believe, in the number of double doubles. And if you know a little bit about our team, he gets double teamed virtually every time he touches the ball. And that is just not right. The other award was the recent announcement in Mississippi of the Howell Award winners.
Yep.
He wasn't a finalist there, and they had, and of course, taken nothing away from State and Ole Miss, and of course, there was a player from Jackson State, and not taking away anything from the player from Jackson State, but he missed most of the season with an injury. You know, and so I'm not sure who's voting on these things. I do know who votes on the Sun Belt Awards, and that's the SIDs and the other head coaches. But I'm not, and I think it's some media people in Mississippi on the Howell Award, but absolutely not fair. But, you know, he's such an even-keeled, non-ego-driven guy. You know, I don't think it bothered him one bit. And if it did, it was, like you said, it was fuel to the fire. And we need a big game from him tonight, I can promise you that, if we're going to beat Georgia Southern.
I'd like to go on record for the listeners. I have no vote for any of those awards, even though they are Mississippi media votes. So don't come after
Andrew,
me.
Andrew, you should, because I think you're one of the few remaining true journalists in the state. So anyway, we need to get you on there because it was a crime what happened to him.
Well, I appreciate it, but let me ask you the hard question now. You've got Georgia Southern coming up in about 4 hours, if that. That was the last team you guys beat before this losing streak. What can you kind of tell us about them? How do you kind of prepare for them? They seem like they have played a lot better in this final stretch of the season.
They really have. They've really caught fire, and they've done what a team should do this time of year. First of all, their style, just to kind of explain it to listeners, of course, we get inundated with SEC basketball now. But Alabama, their coach Charlie Henry does a great job. He was a longtime Nate Oates at Alabama assistant. They are carbon copy style of Alabama. Shoot a ton of threes. Have recruited a bunch of guys that can really shoot it. We beat them at Reed Green, I think, by 4. We were up 19 in the second half, held on for dear life. And as I was 1 or 2 in the morning last night watching our last game against them, getting ready for the game plan for today, I didn't realize how well we had actually played. We were really, really sharp for about 35 minutes, one of our better games of the year, and just did beat them. So very talented guard group. Holloman kids, they're go-to guy, but they have a bunch of guys that can score it. So we're going to have to really, really be sharp defensively. We were last night, held a coastal team that was playing good basketball to about 35% opponent or field goal percentage. And we're going to have to do the same thing tonight. We'll have to rebound the ball again like we did last night, really guard them. And then on offense, we're going to have to control the tempo. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to play slow, but we got to make sure we get a quality shot, a quality possession, and make sure we take care of turnovers. We had one of our season lows, if not our season low last night, of only 5 turnovers. And going into the tournament, we were the bottom of the league in turnovers. And last night, 5. I said, we can't do anything about the regular season, but we can do something about the tournament in terms of turnovers. I said, let's go worst to first. And last night was a good start. And because we only turned it over 5 times last night, that allowed us some extra opportunities. And of course, I think directly impacted the win.
All right, Coach, just a minute left. I'm curious, when Denaje fouled out last night, he didn't know if that was going to be the last time he ever played college basketball. Did you have a chance to catch his demeanor? What was it like when he fouled out? How do you think he was handling that?
Well, I know it was hurting him. Of course, I talked to him and his parents, of course, after the game, and they actually referred to that he thought when he went out maybe that wasn't going to be it. He was praying, but you know, he's such a emotionally even-keeled person. You really wouldn't notice it from him. He's never really too high or too low. A lot of times people look at him and say that he has a nonchalant attitude, but actually couldn't be further from the truth. And it impacted him. He thought, I think without him out there, he felt like, and to be honest with you, in the interior, I did too. I thought to myself, it's going to be very difficult with this much time left to win this game without him on the bench, because of course at that time we were behind. But we had some guys really step up. They played with a lot of heart and a lot of fire, and I think you'll see that same kind of effort today.
Well, we sure were happy for all your guys last night, Coach, and we'll be all tuned in at 5 o'clock pulling hard for you, and good luck, and thanks for coming on the Eagle Hour today.
Absolutely, Bob. Thank y'all. Kelly, Andrew, thank y'all for having me on.
All right. Jay Ladner, everybody, as they get ready. Can they do it tonight, Andrew? Can they put 2 back-to-back wins together?
It's the month of madness. Anything can happen.
Yeah, I wanted to ask him, too, would you rather have had the day off and Georgia Southern be in their first game or have one under your belt?
I think it actually helps them coming into – now, down the stretch, it's going to get rough,
right,
but
right.
I think that momentum is going to help them tonight.
Big history between Mississippi State and Southern Miss in college baseball. Longtime sports writer Chuck Abbott is going to share that with us next. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
MCS Home Center is now open in the town of Bellevue. It is a beautiful new 30,000 square foot home improvement store. Everything, as Kelly was describing yesterday, even ammunition and charcoal and cooking supplies, right. Paint, flooring, full service, right, Kelly?
Stuff for your auto as well.
Yeah, and great local people. MCS Home Center, Hank Lott and his company own that, and there's not a nicer man around than him. So do business locally, and you'll find everything you need for your home, your garden, your lawn, your hunting at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Check them out. We think you're really going to like it.
You know what I'm also in the market for, Bob? Some place where I can get good local news.
Well, Kelly, if you'd like to stay informed, you could get the Pine Belt News.
I would like to stay informed.
Because it is your go-to source for news and sports coverage in the Hattiesburg area. You can also explore their other publication. Would you know what that is?
I think it's Signature Magazine.
You can get the Pine Belt News delivered to your home, Kelly, for how much a year?
I think it's $35, unless I live outside the area.
And then it's only $55. And you know what's best of all?
Andrew blanket Abbott. Coverage.
Crazy.
Yes.
And, you know, you can find our work on all social media platforms or www.hubcityspokes.com. And there that $35, not just for the print. That's print and online.
What a deal.
And all the other stuff we do.
It is a great deal, but despite that, the Democrats are still sitting on their hands.
They're still
hands.
They're not. All right, let's bring Andrew's father on, Chuck Abbott. No, I'm kidding. Chuck, he tells me he's been asked that 10,000 times if you're his dad.
Well, I've been asked 10,000 times if that's my son.
And for the clarity, you only have daughters, correct?
That is correct.
There you go. I'm an exposed.
All right, Chuck Abbott, he needs no introduction. He was the longtime sports editor of the Hattiesburg American. And Kelly, he had a question, Chuck. Go ahead and ask him that question.
Yeah, for a long time, you were at the Hattiesburg American. Chuck, none of us know the last time that the Hattiesburg American actually covered a Southern Miss event. Can you tell us?
Well, it's too bad Alan Hinton's not sitting here with me. You know, he was there. He took my place. He and Van Arnold and those guys, but you know it is sad.
Yeah.
I know it's been more than 5 years. Andrew and those guys do a good job. I get the paper as much as I can, and you know it's just unfortunate the times we're in.
Yeah,
it is. Andrew, that puts a lot of pressure on guys like you because they're just fewer and fewer print publications that are doing local coverage. And, you know, kudos to you for doing it, or we would really have nowhere to turn.
Well, they pay me, so I'm not doing it out of the kindness of my heart.
Yeah.
But,
and they pay you huge, I understand.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'd like to think it's huge. It's not, but, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, it's tough because since I've been here, there's been only eliminations. Our paper tries, and, you know, our, I guess, quote, I don't know if you want to call it competitor because they're TV, but WDAM's kind of the only other that really covers this area thoroughly.
Right. Right.
So it's tough.
So, Chuck, when you were in the newspaper business, I mean, you guys made, what, $500,000, $750,000 a year?
Oh, at least. At least.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm doing now on retirement, you know, just having a good time, you know.
And Chuck is coming to us today from the Bahamas where he has a secondary home. All right, Chuck, I wanted to get you on the show, and I appreciate you coming on, buddy. You've covered Southern Miss sports for a long, long time, as long as Kelly and I have been around. That's pretty damn old. This history between State and Southern Miss in baseball goes way back, doesn't it, Chuck? This is nothing new.
Bob, I'm gonna quickly hit on three games that stick out to me. All right, I was on the Southern Miss baseball team in 71 and 72. In 1971... Mississippi State, their coach's name was Gregory. They had back-to-back NCAA tournament teams, and one of them was a World Series team. And in 71, we went up to Starkville to play. And they had a great team and had an All-American named Ted Milton. And Ray Guy towed the mound that night. And USM won the game 6-3. Ray faced 37 batters that night and struck out 15, okay? And we sat in that first base dugout, all of us, with our gloves on, because those batters couldn't get around on Ray. And those of you, the longtime listeners, know what I'm talking about. Ray Guy could bring it now, okay, from the mound. He was a mid to high 90s pitcher. Okay, that was that game. The very next year, Mississippi State came down here, and if you remember, that we're going back before Pete Taylor Park. We played ball games where the football team practices, and we had a game scheduled. It was like the talk of the town, because that day, USM's pitcher that day was going to be Buddy Davenport, and Mississippi State's pitcher that day was going to be Bobby Myrick. So you had Davenport and Myrick, and we were all three teammates at Hattiesburg High together and graduated in 1970. So you had Davenport versus Myrick, two Hattiesburg guys going against each other, and it was a nine-inning pitcher's duel, and Davenport won 1-0. Hmm. Okay? And, of course, we know Myrick went on to play professional ball, and rest in peace for him. He was a great athlete, you know, that we all enjoyed watching. And in the third one, right quick, Bob, it was in 1983. Back then, USM decided to play a couple of games at Smoky Harrington Park, okay? And Mississippi State came down here. Ron Polk was the coach. He had Will Clark and Rafael Palmeiro on that team. At that time, I was sports writing then and went out early to watch batting practice. And for the first time in my life, I saw a guy in batting practice hit one over the center field wall at Smoky Harrington Park, and that was Will Clark. Now, that was in batting practice, okay? Mm-hmm. They didn't have batting cages back then, so you had to hit. You did batting practice on the field. And then the actual game took place. Mississippi State won 9-6, and ironically, Palmeiro hit a home run over the right field fence in that game. I mean, those two guys were just watching those guys take batting practice was kind of like going to watch Ray Guy in punting practice, okay? Mm-hmm. It was worth the price of admission just to watch those guys swing a bat. So those were the three games. Now, I'm going back a long way, I know. Kelly, were you even born then? I don't even know if you were around.
Oh, my heavens, yes. Yeah.
Kelly saw Babe Ruth play as a child.
Yeah, Honus Wagner was my favorite.
Anyway, Bob, you talk about the series. That's just an example of some of the games that have, you know, later on when Ron Polk was coaching, you know, we had great games against those guys, you know. Yeah.
And Chuck, a couple minutes left, but there were some amazingly colorful nights when Ron Polk would bring his team to the Pete. And I was told by Hill Denson that they never came down here, that Polk didn't get thrown out of the game, and that most of the times he'd get thrown out, he'd go out in the roost and just sit out there with those guys and eat and watch the rest of the ball game.
I remember it well. I mean, Hill's right. I mean, it seemed like every time he came down here, he would get into an argument and get thrown out. And I'd look up, and there he'd be out there in the right field roost with State and Southern fans watching the game. That was really funny, you know.
When Polk got thrown out one time, he handed a cell phone to the umpire, and the umpire said, "What's this?" And he goes, "I'm returning your cell phone." He goes, "What makes you think that's my cell phone?" And he said, "There's 8 missed calls on here."
Yeah. There you go, Kelly.
That didn't take long for him to send him out to the right field.
In summary, it's a great history between the two schools. And, Chuck, this is, I think, I read the first time in over 20 years that they've played home and home with each other. And Oz tells us that's a long-term agreement between he and the State head coach, and I think you're going to agree with me when I say this is good for college baseball in the state of Mississippi.
Without question. And, you know, we got a lot of local talent on both teams. When I say local, I don't mean Hattiesburg. I mean Mississippi guys.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Playing for both teams. And it's unfortunate. I know we play Ole Miss at neutral sites and periodically, whenever Ole Miss goes to LSU, they will stop off in Hattiesburg and play, but that's every other year.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And, you know, I mean, it's unfortunate we don't have a long-term agreement with them like that. I wish we did, okay? It just makes for a great atmosphere wherever we play those guys. Right.
But we do with Mississippi State, and I think that should be good news to everybody. Chuck?
I agree.
We appreciate it very much, and the next time we'll get you and your son in the studio here together.
All right, man. Thanks, Bob.
Chuck Abbotty, do you think you want to say anything to Dad before he hangs up?
Oh, you know.
He's blushing.
Keep the old man happy, right?
We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the third segment of our show every day. Hello to Slade and all the great guys down there. D-Bat sponsors this segment. That's Luke Reynolds territory, and that's a great place for you to take your children for baseball and softball training. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher. Tune in or YouTube, and be sure to say hello to our good friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg. Visit their new showroom on Highway 98 West. Mr. Grubbs, Kevin Mullins, great, great supporters of Southern Miss Athletics, so it'll be a good place for you to buy a fine car. All right, guys, give me news and notes. Fire away.
Well, before I give you some Southern Miss news, I saw a crazy baseball stat of George Mason going around. They played Holy Cross the other night. They scored 23 runs in the third inning without a triple. Or a home run.
My word.
I think 13 free bases in that inning. Wow. It is now the NCAA record. Wow. So
Holy Cross. Holy crap. Put up those kind of numbers without any extra base hits. So softball is on the diamond today.
Yeah, Southern Miss softball is hosting Southeastern. Southeastern's a good club. I think I said this on Monday. They're 16-6 coming into this game. I think they've lost to three top 25 teams, and I think all of them were by one run. So, you know, they're a pretty good team. They won the Southland last year. But Southern Miss softball coming up on a favorable stretch. If they can grab a win tonight, they could find themselves easily sitting above 500 as they head into the conference play.
And they've played a tough schedule, haven't they?
Yeah, they've played a lot of not just top 25 teams, top 10 teams.
Well, good for them.
And the beach volleyball team is headed over to the ATL, Bob.
Okay, and I know how closely you follow beach volleyball, so go ahead.
Well, they're in but I do.
Yeah, I know.
ATL. Yeah. Three games scheduled today. One against, believe it or not, Georgia State, ranked 18th in the country in beach volleyball.
Do they play on a little tiny place their baseball team?
The Little League field. I think like their golf team, you have to hit it in the clown's nose.
Correct. They play putt-putt golf when you go over there.
Boy, what a mess that was. So they played Georgia State, College of Charleston, and they also played Tennessee Tech. Tennessee Tech is 2-2 on the year. College of Charleston, 3-3. and Georgia State 3-5, but yet they're ranked 18th in the country. I don't know how that works, but beach volleyball, as the beach volleyball season gets underway.
3-5, and they're ranked 18th in the country. They're an SEC school.
They must be playing a tough schedule, huh?
So today you've got Southern Miss, Mississippi State baseball at 4, Southern Miss basketball at 5, Southern Miss softball at 6. Yeah. So I'll be having the split screens going.
How am I
going
to squeeze all this in?
You know, coming up in the middle of March, you know, Pete Taylor is going to be honored, you know, at Pete Taylor Park, I think, for one of those weekend games, and his late widow, Miss Gloria, that we talked about having passed away last week. It's going to be a big weekend for Southern Miss baseball fans as they honor both Pete Taylor and Miss Gloria.
Are those your reading glasses, Kelly?
What's wrong with them? You just don't like style, do you? Look, these are my Dollar General specials.
They look like they're for, you know,
women.
Yeah.
Did you go to the men's section, Kelly?
They just said reading glasses.
Yeah.
Plus 175s, and that's what, yeah, I.
And I noticed Kelly's wearing his football shirt, and he's fumbled that reading glass 3 times just since we got in here.
Well, there might be a little bit small for me, but I don't have to have them except to read a few things anyway. But.
Wow, I wish we had TV cameras in here.
I don't think we should have TV cameras.
No, you think you're probably right.
That's a bad idea.
Well, how would you describe that, Andrew? Like baby blue with
like a leopard skin.
Yes, with a leopard skin glass.
See,
for Kelly.
You guys you're jealous as hell. I can tell both of you would love to. You guys don't know anything about fashion whatsoever.
Blue leopard skin reading glasses on Kelly Center.
Whatever. I mean, it's Dollar General. I'll give Kelly the pass.
99 cents.
There you go. Know?
None of this surprised you about him, did it, Andrew?
No. I knew what I was walking into coming into the studio.
Weren't we supposed to have a live stream camera at some point? Jackson talk about that?
Yeah, but then every time I see you walk in here wearing glasses like that, I kind of push that back.
Well, I stopped wearing my underwear and Megadeth t-shirts because I thought we were going to...
I know. That was a big step forward. There's no damn doubt about that.
So give me some time.
There's
here,
no
guys.
Doubt about that.
I've only been doing this 9 years.
You know, he built a house not too long ago. What's that neighborhood?
What?
Where your house is, your home is at?
Well, I don't want people.
Oh, that's right. Well, anyway, Andrew, shortly after he was there.
The many fans coming to Kelly's house.
Well, the neighbors all pitched in and bought blinds for his house.
Yeah.
Just ask him to keep them damn things closed.
Right. I thought that was very neighborly of them, you know?
Could that have had anything to do with the Megadeth t-shirts and the...
me walking around in my underwear?
Yeah, and the jockeys.
I never really thought about that, actually.
I think you're putting images in people's brains right now.
Especially over the lunch hour.
Yeah, for real.
I could get sued.
Hey, Southern Miss basketball, if they could win this game today, then they've got what, Old Dominion? No, Georgia State.
Correct, yeah.
Right, next?
It's not the worst draw for their
side
of the
bracket. So, Andrew, could they really run off 3 or 4 wins here, you think?
I'm going to just tell you, it's March and anything can happen. I'll say this. It would be an awesome story to come out and win 6 games in 6 days, but that's really tough to do. However, the team that beat Southern Miss yesterday, actually, I think it was the Georgia Southern women, they won today and pulled off the upset. And I think, I have to go back and look, but I think all the teams that played on day one are winning right now.
Wouldn't that be a great story?
It
See
would.
Those kids win 3 or 4 games down the stretch.
And as many as they've lost by 1 or 2 down the road, God bless them. You know?
5 o'clock, baseball at 4 o'clock, softball at 6 o'clock, lots of activity in the community. We'll report on all of that tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.